Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As I arrived at group this morning, there was a lady eating a Greggs pasty in the actual group. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you are already thinking, I'll start again after my August holiday.
August?
This is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
I'm not thinking that, by the way.
Really?
Because this is my year, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is my target year.
But you do love a holiday, Jo.
I also do love a holiday, correct. Producer Paul, good day. Good day to you.
Good day.
Good day to you, madam.
I was going to say morning. I thought, oh, that's not sounding right on a podcast. Anyway, good day, Paul.
Good day.
How are you, sir?
Fine.
Right, let's stop this madness and get our first...
Or start the madness.
...update from Victoria.
I was going to have a big loss this week. Now, I've not actually weighed myself yet, so I don't know if I have had a big loss. But I don't feel like I have. And one thing that I have done, which is completely my fault... is I've been having a sweet treat every day. And then my boyfriend is very, very, very much into sticky toffee pudding with double cream or the chocolate melt in the middle pots. He's had them every day, but he has both of them at the same time. And I have to sit there and watch him eat. And yes, I have to have a bite every now and again because I can't. I've got no willpower at all. So one thing that I am desperately going to try harder this week is the whole sweet craving. So I love a Kit Kat and it was like 107 calories or something if they still are. So I've decided that that is going to be my sweet treat for the day. But one thing to also mention, and another reason why I probably won't lose any weight this week, is down to the fact that even though I cooked us a delicious meal, I can't remember what it was, but it was delicious. My boyfriend ordered about an hour later, after he'd had his pudding, a garlic cheese pizza and cheesy chips.
Whoa.
He's eating that next to me. So of course I had a slice. Then of course I had another slice. And then I had a few more chips. And I didn't need it. And that is why I'm not losing weight.
Oh,
what a week I've had.
Sorry, wow. Let's firstly concentrate on the sweet treats.
Oh.
And I don't want to lecture you, but I want to throw some names at you.
Sure.
Muller Lights.
What?
The chocolate, Belgian chocolate Mullers are like, some are 60-odd calories, some are 90 calories.
Okay.
And they are... absolutely.
I do like yogurt, and I have been having the split pots from Aldi. You know, the ones that you've got like the banana coke, banana chocolate, or the chocolate balls or whatever.
These taste like you've melted chocolate.
Okay.
I promise you.
Okay.
They are worth it. Options.
Yeah.
You know your hot chocolate.
Yeah, but that's
with water.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say. You can't have it with just water. It's
okay.
Got to be milk. It's got to be frothy milk.
And not. You're just ramming into his sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started. But I will get started on it because I'm fuming. Honestly, every single day over the past week, if not more, he has had double sticky toffee pudding or double melt in the middle chocolate. He has both of them. You know the ones that you put in the microwave?
Yeah,
those ones. And then
so quite a portion.
Oh, God, yeah. And then half a tub of double cream. It's got it's
every day.
Every night.
Hello. I think it is a rule that no one buys double cream till December. We've discussed it many times.
That is a decadent lifestyle. Oh, is he Drake or something?
Oh, it's freaking annoying. But one thing, though, is it's got to the point now where I'm asking for money for it. So I do the food shopping. I pay for the food shopping. Mm. And he's going through them that quickly that I'm making him pay for it now. No, you can give me the £3.
Yeah.
Like, give me your pocket money.
Yeah.
While I'm going to the shop and getting them.
It's above and beyond. He's not allowed that.
So he had that after dinner. And then
the chips thing.
There was a knock at the door. And he just gets up straight away, and I'm thinking, this is suspicious.
Your face.
So I thought, I'm going to record this. And I did, post it on our socials. But he walks back in the room just carrying a pizza box and cheesy chips. And then just sat down, saying nothing, didn't say a single word to me, and started munching his way through it.
I hate him because he's not putting weight on.
No.
He's having all of that, and he...
He's just a man.
Looks like a well-balanced...
But it gets worse.
Oh, don't.
He only had probably a quarter of both.
Well, I'm not surprised he'd had dinner.
And so what happened to the left? Don't say it out loud.
Joe, I had to eat it. It was there. Like, basically free because I hadn't paid for it. Mm. It's a gift.
I know, because when we have Matt's son over and they... Their tradition is they have McDonald's together.
Yes.
Josh always leaves half his chips. And Matt, the other day, was about to throw them away.
Oh,
I was like,
you can't do that.
Hang on. We don't do waste. And I even had them cold.
Oh, well, I mean, I would probably draw the line cold. There.
I'd eat McDonald's fries cold. Yeah, I've done many a time.
Yeah, agreed.
Animals, parrier.
No, but you're having... Your
lovely, warm garlic cheese.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
Oh,
but you've had a full meal. You've moaned at your boyfriend having extras, and then you've had extras.
Fuck's sake.
Right, so he didn't say anything when he went to the door. Did he know that this was going to be a controversial arrival?
I don't think he gives a shit.
he was just getting on with his evening.
He was like, oh, I know what I want. And then it came. He didn't say a single thing. What can I say to him?
Well, I don't know. If he's paying for it and it's his
body,
I don't know. That is true. Oh. But he should have had the decency to eat it in the car.
It was...
and not bring it in the house.
It was the fact that he'd had it after it was put in, I think. But actually, no, it wasn't. It was the fact that after I'd cooked a lovely meal... I don't even know what it was, but it was
God.
Yeah,
well, the only way this is justifiable is if dinner was like couscous or quinoa or stuffed peppers.
That's boring.
Was it just not satisfying for a grown man?
It obviously just wasn't enough, clearly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it might have been one of those green Thai curry kits from Aldi.
Oh, nice.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Beautiful. We do like those. But obviously it just wasn't enough for him that particular day.
I tell you what I'm willing to do. I'm going to come round tonight. You can cook me dinner and I'll let you know if the portions are big enough.
I'm not doing gluten-free shit.
I was going to say, you don't want anybody that fussy.
What?
No, that's not happening.
Oh, God.
That's not happening. But then, my sweet tooth this week has just been insane. So I have been having something sweet. But I am reining that in.
Okay.
I'm on a Kit Kat a day now.
Yep.
Rationing myself.
That's a good thing to do, though. Just go, this is my fit. This is my one thing.
Yeah, and I find they're actually that sweet enough that I do actually get that craving.
Four stick?
No, two.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing one at a time,
one morning, one in the afternoon.
Is a Kit Kat good, then? Because I thought, from you guys, I've always been told that the Curly Whirly is the dieter's
chocolate
bar.
It's too toffee-y for you, is it?
I
just don't think it's enough chocolate.
I would say that's more substantial than a Kit Kat.
Yeah, but it's toffee, isn't it? It's too much chewing. What? Stuck in your fillings.
You burn some calories, though.
Always used to have a Kit Kat when I was at the Colt. That was my thing of an evening, was a Kit Kat.
When she says Colt, what she means is the great company that I am in, Slimming World.
Sure.
So you've got on the scales.
I've got on the scales.
Was this after...
Oh, this was
the
after.
The chip incident.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I stepped on the scales... And I'm not shocked at the number.
Go on.
I still haven't had my first gain.
But you've maintained.
But I've maintained.
Well, take it.
Which I am taking it. I thought I was going to have a really good week last week. I logged everything in.
Thank God you had a good week
the rest of the week. That's how much crap I'd eaten.
Yeah.
Thanks to him.
Thanks to him.
And the Costa app, because I got the two cakes for £4.
Okay, that's suddenly been mentioned.
And they were about 500 calories a bloody go.
Well.
Anyway.
You didn't have to.
Joe.
I know, saving. Well, to be fair, I mean, I can't talk after my week, which we'll move on to a bit later
on. I'm going to have a better week this week. I've got
better
maintain.
Well done.
Thank you.
Still so, not gained in 2024.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Go on, Paul. What are you going to say?
So
praise me. Go on.
Do you think, because I was going to throw in, like, why does it matter what he eats to your diet? But do you think 100% of our listeners are going to think that that matters?
Yeah,
that he gets a garlic pizza
I've
and
got
cheesy
no willpower.
Chips.
We should pause now because they're all calling you a twat.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm assuming that's happening anyway.
Do you know what? When I was breastfeeding and I couldn't have dairy, I wasn't even bothered.
Yeah, you just
get
used to it.
Because I couldn't. I didn't care. I really wasn't bothered. Whereas now, I've got no excuse. No. I can have a slice of pizza. No.
The whole point of... The reason that diet companies make billions of pounds a year...
and it is billions.
...is because it's all about your mind.
Yes.
And nothing else. You've got to talk yourself in and out of every situation.
Mm. But one
it's thing, an addiction, though, isn't it? Food is an addiction.
He's out on Friday night with the lads, and I really want to get a Chinese takeaway because he doesn't really like Chinese.
Mm.
And that's one of my favourites. But I'm just like, oh, I can't really blame anybody else but myself.
You had like chicken and black bean sauce and boiled rice.
Boiled rice?
Okay, that's a no.
I've got the week to think about.
Okay,
it.
Fine. Well done.
Thanks.
We've got an excuse of the week. You might want to listen for this. Victoria Kirsty has sent one in this week saying the excuse of the week is my own. I'm about to have a new piercing in my ear. I remember a piercer once telling me I should eat before a piercing. And I think that's medical advice. What's a girl to do except get cake from the nearest coffee shop? It was for my health.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because you don't, it stops you fainting, doesn't it?
Like because of the pain and stuff.
Yeah.
But an ear piercing takes 1 second.
Well, we don't know where the piercing was.
Well, it said ear.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. That's a clue.
Someone was reading that.
Hey, when I was a teenager, look, I had my ear pierced, so I do have experience when I was 14.
Did they tell you to have a chip cob beforehand?
I don't
did you wear a little hoop? I couldn't imagine you wearing a little hoop.
I've worn a hoop. Yeah.
With a cross on.
No, not like George Michael.
Oh, I was thinking that's traitors. Was thinking. A bit more current.
R.I.P. George. Okay, let's move on. Keep your excuses coming in if we can, and you could be featured in a future episode. We've got more for you, of course, than this episode as well. Over 170 bonus episodes. They are called Extra Portions, and you get all those if you sign up to our Patreon page. January, we are still in January, so till the end of Jam, you will get a free 2024 is my year sticker if you sign up for Patreon.
Exciting.
You also get access to weight loss certificates, a special gain certificate if you had a good holiday or an off-plan event that's made your weight gain go crazy. More on this certificate in a minute. Brace yourselves. Also, if your message gets read out on any episode and you are in Patreon, you can choose any of the stickers we've got. I think we're down to our last few I've pulled a Victoria sticker, the OG ones.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a few of those left, which are for sale, or you can choose one if you win. You also get the chance of winning £100 each month, spot prizes as well. Congrats to Christine McKay, who got her 4-stone certificate from us. And Lisa Angus got a 4.5-stone
Brilliant.
Certificate this week.
Well
I know,
done.
Isn't well that mad?
Done.
Which proves to me that Patreon membership helps you get to Target quicker.
Yeah,
because
maybe
they've only got that since joining Patreon.
Maybe I should sign up.
Yes, maybe you should. If you want to join this month for the 2024 is my year sticker, it's just £4 a month. You can search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Right, before our next...
Hang on a minute, because this is the last episode of January, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Do we not need to know what the sticker is if you sign up in February?
Oh, my God, have you actually done some work?
There's been... People will be jaw dropped.
Oh,
now.
I don't know. It's this... Oh, I don't know, though.
What do you think it's going to be?
Well, I'm hoping it's an NSV sticker.
It won't be. Because we want it too much.
I know.
And he does not like to give, does he?
Guys.
Typical man.
Behold, an
oh
NSV
my God!
Sticker.
Oh, my God, that looks so good.
It does look good. Who did that for you?
As if. all the work done myself.
Don't hanger it. We finally good. Got it.
Oh my
that
God.
That looks really good.
It does look good.
Oh, thank you.
It pains me to be so oh. nice to
yeah, you. Yeah, I don't know where I got the idea from. I just like NSV, that'd be a good idea for a sticker.
Yeah, really
so I just went for
oh,
it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
came
yeah.
Mind, mm. it,
We've
yeah.
not been asking you for over a year or anything. No.
All my own idea.
Do you know what, though? It was worth the wait.
If you join in February, you will be able to get an NSV sticker, or they are available in our Etsy store
good.
From the 1st of February.
Oh, he's done well. He's done well.
All right, before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages that you've sent after hearing last week's episode.
Okay, right. So we have mentioned the weight gain certificates for Patreon members. These will be given after a holiday or special event where you've lived your life and
yes.
not thought about the scales
yes.
once, which is how I... You know
how you've lived your life.
Yeah, quite a lot. So these have not yet been made by producer Paul.
Yeah, but I've made an NSV sticker.
So we'll let him off for this moment in time.
Just this moment. Okay.
But Paul, we do have these messages for you. So the first is from Julie Brady. Paul, I go on holiday on the 29th of January. Hashtag just saying.
Okay.
Message before you decide that you'll do one then. Is from Fiona Bradley, who says this: I am asking for my extraordinary weight gain certificate, please. I had a gain at Christmas, of course. Then, for some reason, I started to panic eat about going on a cruise. I ate everything in massive amounts. Then I weighed on the cruise, had a permanent cocktail in my hand for a week.
Brilliant.
And ate on the hour every hour. Anyway, I've put on 14 fucking pounds. Fuck my actual life. Also, I've come back to a huge stack of Christmas chocolates, including 8 enormous bars of dairy
milk. Oh, wow.
Fiona needs a weight gain certificate.
She does.
I've just slaved over an NSV
sticker. You've got to slave over this now. People
we
are calling.
We need the weight gain certificate, please, for Patreon members, because that deserves it. It's
that
a holiday.
Definitely deserves
£14
it.
on one little cruise.
Sounds a great cruise.
Well done.
Though.
You will be getting one by within 7 days.
But you were... what? You were enthusiastic about the NSV sticker that you've been asking for months.
Which is
great. For about 20 seconds.
Well, yeah, we still
done.
Are. We love it. But
that took hours to make.
Yeah, well, we've got something else to get you.
The thing is, Fiona has done she's put the graft in.
It's your turn now.
She's put on £14.
Sure.
Over to you.
I would love to come back from anywhere with 8 bars of dairy milk.
Yeah, me too, but not the £14 game. Let me tell you that for nothing.
I don't know.
Well done, Fiona. We will send you one in due course, shall we say? In
yep.
due course.
Yes.
We don't
sure.
know what that means, but it'll be soon.
It's just I've got to make another sticker for
right.
March.
Sure.
A lot of pressure on.
Well, we did say we were going to do this, so you've got no one to blame but yourself. Anyway, Catherine Griffiths says, in reply to Mom's diet, where my husband lost 12 pounds.
This was on last week's episode.
It was, yes. No bread was involved in the 12-pound loss.
Okay, that's interesting.
Well, that changes things.
Mom's is make one meal soup, and we did wonder whether he'd been having bread with it, and he hadn't, so that's fine.
But there was a banana.
Oof.
Every day, sometimes two.
Shit.
Fuming.
And he still lost 12 pounds?
Yeah.
Having 2 bananas a day?
I thought that was medically impossible.
Oh, that changes everything, really.
This has come in anonymously. And it says, I'm sending this anonymously because I've recommended your podcast at group to other yacht club members. That's also code for Slimming World. So they may be listening. A lady came back to group after Christmas, having not been for a while. The first week back, she was awarded her 4, 4.5, and 5 stone awards in one go. Since then, every week, she's got another 0.5 stone award and has now got to 6 stone.
What?
She says she's just sticking to plan. Fuck off, I say. She must have had a gastric band.
Interesting.
Now, normally I would say, okay, hang on, let's be nice. If people are doing better than us, we've got to be nice.
No, that's extreme.
Through gritted teeth, nice, obviously.
Sure, yeah.
But nice. But that is suspect.
Especially as a while.
Yeah, she was off.
How long
remember that
was
time
a while?
You were off for a while?
What, because I nearly died? Yeah, I do remember it quite well.
Yeah. Not a gastric band, although some people didn't hear the episode where we corrected that.
Still no, think you had one? People do still think I've had one, yeah.
But this seems half a stone a week.
No, that's not right.
It is not.
If she hasn't had a gastric band, I would say get yourself to the doctor's, love, because yes, something ain't right there.
Genuinely. And I think that's right to say.
Is there a real stigma then at Slimming World if she just says, I've got a gastric band? Surely.
Oh, you're not doing Slimming World,
yeah, you can't go. Well, you can go. Obviously, no one's stopping you going, but you'll be frowned upon.
Yeah, you are.
Really?
Of course, you're not following the plan.
You're not losing because of Slimming World, are you?
Yeah, but maybe she is following the plan, and it's just easier now she's got a gastric band, isn't she?
Paul, ridiculous. How dare...
There will be people that listen that have had gastric bands, and that's fine.
Of course it's fine.
And I'd love to know what they then eat, because I don't think it's a lot.
Yeah, we've got a listener, a Patreon, haven't we? Because I think I had to make him an 8-stone certificate
as
a result of it.
Through gritted teeth.
Yeah, so he... Yeah. Oh, I hope you can hear my tummy rumbling then. he should definitely get back in touch with us then and tell us what he
tell
eats.
Yeah, tell us. I agree.
Whether he actually follows...
Because the whole thing is you have like one small bowl of soup and you fall.
That's it, yeah. Half a yogurt.
And that's not fair. It's not level playing field.
Fairness is nonsense. Do what you can to make yourself healthy. Good luck to you. But I don't get that. You see, I don't struggle with my weight because I'm hungry all the time. It's like I like food. I'm not eating when I'm eating to excess. It's not because I'm hungry. It's because like
you want to.
Yeah, I want to. Like I'm never eating a dairy milk.
Yeah, but the
fill
point
me
is
up.
your stomach can then expand.
Yeah, it can.
And if you have a gastric band, it can't. So you'd feel ill.
I was thinking about this on the drive down this morning. When I was...
What, having a gastric band?
God, no, I'm not that extreme.
Interesting.
When I was smaller, and when I was probably, I don't know, size 8 to 10, comfortably, I wouldn't eat as much because I literally physically couldn't eat as much because my stomach was smaller. Mm. The bigger you are, the more you can actually eat.
Yeah.
I do eat more now. Because I've got a bigger stomach to fill.
But what that makes me think is you were getting less pleasure in your life.
Well, I was.
Went back there.
Okay.
In other ways. But eating is pleasure, isn't it? So if you go from, you know, get your gastric band.
Yeah, what's the fucking point? Yeah. You can't eat. You can't have a life. Well, you can have a life. Of course you can.
Well, we'll be interested.
Listen,
I'm happy to hear from people to correct everything we've just said.
Yeah, please do.
Might all be bullshit. And if you correct us, we will put it on next week's episode.
Yeah, of course.
And if not, take it that everything we said was true.
Mm. But if that woman wants to join Patreon, we give certificates for people with gastric bands. I don't care.
All right, well, listen, well done, that person.
Yeah, well done.
Well done.
Leanne Ballantyne says, I'm so hungry. 2 weeks of dust and 3 weeks to go, and I better be able to fit into my new work clothes when I return. I've already paid for 1 year subscription to NutriCheck. But I checked and I have 3 months of online MMB as well.
Oh no.
Double dipping.
Yeah, she's double dipping. 3 months of Slimming World online still to go. Also counting calories.
That's fine.
Two diets, twice a loss. Megan says, as I arrived at group this morning, listen to this, Belter.
Okay.
There was a lady eating a Greg's pasty. In the actual group.
Oh, no.
She was at Slimming World, I assume, shoving a Greg's pasty. Probably on the front row, all brazen. I was so shocked I had to double take. But she must have done something right because she lost 4 pounds and got slimmer of the week.
Oh wow.
But she hadn't had pasties all week, had she?
Well, right,
she got weighed and then rammed one down her because she was that bloody hungry.
Yeah, got it.
I feel like that's... Herself. Yeah. But the brazenness... Sometimes I buy the hi-fi bars from Slimming World and I don't want to eat one in group because I feel like then it looks like, oh, you've starved yourself.
I remember when I used to go and it would be a case of after you weighed, you'd look around and everyone is eating after that. Like
really?
Hi-fi bars or fruit or
the morning ones.
Like ham slices.
When I go to another, like a morning group, like say 11 o'clock,
People are having their like overnight oats,
yeah,
aren't they?
People are having their, because they've not eaten
breakfast.
All morning. So they're just, they're silent because everyone's eating.
If there was a cafe at these groups, they'd make a fucking dinner.
They really would. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shaming Again sticker. Of course, if you're a Patreon member, you can choose any of the stickers that we've got. Just get in touch with your name and address. You can contact us on our socials at Secret Slim Pod, plus the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group. Search for that on Facebook. We are often on there chatting. Paul sometimes dips in as well when he's being slagged off. Happy for that. Tons of chat on there. We will see you on there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, let's get our next update from me.
I've been doing a challenge on my radio show this week where we have been using reward points, buying yellow sticker items, eating out with vouchers and stuff. So we've been trying to save a ton of money. And on one of those days, I converted my club card vouchers to Pizza Express vouchers, because you double your bloody money, so you might as well. Anyway, so I go to Pizza Express, guys, and I have, you know, one of those that's just a ring of pizza, and it's not big. It's just a ring of pizza, and then it's got salad in the middle. 30 freaking sins.
Oh, my God.
30 sins! It was mainly salad. 30 sins. My fail this week, well, not a fail. We went out for Sunday lunch down the local. I had an Aperol spritz and a massive Sunday lunch. But I think I've had a good week. I think I should be okay. This coming week, Matt's away for 2 days with work, so I can live like I used to before I met him, which is not having crisps whilst watching TV, not having biscuits, having Muller Lights as my snack in bed, and go up to bed early, 6 p.m. And that's when I got to Target, and I've got 2 days of that this week.
Beautiful.
I've got to ask,
great times.
Did you take a bite out of a block of cheese while Matt was away?
I have not, actually. That's the only reason why is because there was just an end left.
Oh, that's not
so just
fun.
Add it.
Yeah.
Because that's absolutely the right thing to do, as we've discussed.
So, yeah, a lot of bargains then to be had last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, it was a real... Because I don't like losing. Like, if I lose fairly, fine, but I'm very yeah. competitive and therefore don't
Although,
lose.
Although, one thing is, I did see a clip of it, and you bought some... cat food, but you don't have a cat.
Yes. So, well, it's a competition, and it was that, how much money can you save?
Right.
And if I could save money on my total with cat food, you know,
right,
do okay. it.
That's what it's like to work with someone that competitive on a daily basis. It's not fun.
But I it was horrible for me because I wanted to win,
right.
But to win meant...
You had to eat more.
I had to eat more. And this pizza, it's really lovely. There's no diss on the pizza. But there's not a lot of pizza.
Okay.
So for 2 days sins on Slimming World...
Yeah, that seems quite... quite a lot.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the, bloody like, was. The oil that's in the salad or the salad dressing.
But it can't be.
Well, I don't know.
30.
How are you both complaining about pizza this week?
I don't know. And also, listen, I here's another sacrifice I've made, because I had to have that pizza. That was part of the
game. I would have had a better pizza if that was going to be that many.
Well,
things.
If I'd have known, I probably would have, okay. If I'm honest. But because the neck, I think Matt's was only 40 sins.
Oh.
And his was a massive one with zero salad. So fuck knows what's going
what
on.
What I'm getting from this is salad makes you fat.
What, agreed. What I sacrificed this week, I've got 30,000 McDonald's reward points.
What?
I know.
30,000? How much is that? Yeah, but how many meals is that? Like,
I think you could probably get like a quarter pounder or something of that ilk for 5,000 points.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I didn't use them because I chose diet over competition.
Okay.
And that is what I've done for you guys.
You bought cat food, but you don't have a cat.
Sure.
Sure.
So listen, it's been an up and down horrible week.
It sounds like a great week, really.
Well, not for me.
You've eaten out twice.
My head's been all over the place. And I went to Slimming World yesterday with...
Yeah, but that was the day after your roast dinner and your alcohol spritz.
Yeah, and you always know the day after you've been naughty, it's even worse.
Well, no, actually, a roast dinner, that's very on plan.
The Yorkshire pudding was the size of my head.
Okay, maybe not then.
So just so you're aware. I lost half a pound.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm
taking it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it after Pizza Express.
Yeah.
Aperol spritz down the pub and a Sunday lunch.
Joe, I don't know what's happening to you this year.
What? Well,
but you just do really well and it's just a shock.
Well, I do every year.
Oh, you always start strong, don't you?
I do every year till about March. Don't know.
That's when you've got your holiday booked.
And then it all goes to shit.
So you are the only one out of the three of us to have a loss all three weeks.
Yeah, and my Slimming World leader mentioned that.
Did she?
3 weeks, three losses.
Did you get Slim of the Week?
Nope.
Slim of the Month?
Nope.
Okay.
Well,
there's always
fair,
next week.
We're not over the month yet.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to get Slimmer of the Month because there
Why?
Were those two girls that lost a stone.
Oh, yeah.
You Remember? Think they've had a gastric band?
I mean, I'm not saying anything. And hello to everybody who knows me. This year, let's move on from that.
Okay.
We want to celebrate your NSVs, and now we've got an NSV sticker in the pipeline.
Finally.
Your non-scale victories. We are not just looking at that number on a scale, guys. We've got to be proud of ourselves and love ourselves on this journey. And Sarah has an NSV. Sarah Burchett says, I've got myself an NSV.
Woohoo!
I've got a rather lovely designer winter coat. When I popped it on in December, I could not do the fucking thing up over my boobs. Well, now I can fit comfortably into that coat. Maybe not quite as comfortably as I did when I bought it, but that is progress.
That's really good.
And I don't need to spend money on a new coat, so I'm losing pounds and saving pounds.
Perfect.
That is good.
I get it on a sticker.
Oh.
Or I've only just made one.
Losing pounds, saving pounds.
Oh, my God.
Oh, love
it. Add that to the list.
Add it to
Right, before our final messages... Let's find out how producer Paul has done.
This. He's been a bit quiet on
he
that,
He has.
Really.
Now, he spends a bit of time on the road, let me tell you now. We all know that every time you fill up, you do have to have a Twix. Everyone knows the
Mars
rules.
Bar. Oh, no.
No Mars bar. Let's not do that. Paul.
So it was my birthday this weekend.
Of course it was.
Went out for lunch to celebrate my dad's birthday. Not really mentioned mine.
Oh, wow.
You got the same birthday?
No, his birthday's next week, but we had to go out on my birthday for his birthday. Let's not go into that right now.
That makes me want to cry a little bit.
But I did order, fish, both courses. So that was,
health.
I thought that was good.
Was it a
good
prawn cocktail?
It was a prawn cocktail.
Well, that's not very
that's healthy.
Not
was
it
what? Like battered fish?
In the natural sauce?
Oh, no, it was cod. No, it wasn't in batter. A little bit of potato, a bit of kale on the plate, guys.
Sounds
so you know
horrible.
It's
that's
healthy.
Not a birthday.
Yeah, that doesn't sound...
That's not a birthday, no, just so you know.
But
right.
So that's what I had on Saturday instead of the kebab that I had the week before.
Oh.
So that was pretty good, I think.
An improvement. Did you drink when you were out having a meal?
No, I didn't. I didn't have a drink at all this weekend. Joe, you bought me, as a birthday present, forks to toast my marshmallows on.
Oh,
and
lovely.
And a toasting kit.
Yeah.
What were you using to toast? toast them with before?
A candle.
No, I know the candle, but I mean, what were you using?
Oh, a cocktail stick.
Wow, but this God, is, you were getting close to that flame.
Yeah, yeah, but this is great. Eat concertinas out and everything.
I didn't even know that.
Can you do it from the sofa then? Just lean over. Oh, have you brought
them
in?
No, I've got a pick for
Premier
you.
League. These are Premier League ones.
That's me and the missus last night doing it.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, she's happy we got those.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
God, you're a different person.
If I'm not at work, I'm head to toe in Adidas. That is a guarantee. I'll send more pics if you want.
No.
Yeah. So as a result of that week,
yeah,
I've lost a pound.
Oh. Have you? Yeah. That's annoying. Mm. Sorry.
You're well done. Well
but
done.
Yeah. That's only just losing the pound that I gained last week. So it's still. I'm still very high, I would say, my weight is at the moment. you're agreeing with that?
Yeah, that you are high. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you
right,
are.
Thanks,
you're very
yeah.
high. But you
look on Paul's face and you're going to cry.
But you have had a birthday.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, did you have a birthday cake?
No, I'm celiac. I don't know if I've ever mentioned
why
it.
Why have you asked that? Yeah, can't you get cakes? Can't you get celiac friendly cakes?
No, I mean, you can, but no, I didn't have a cake, no.
Like, you can get vegan cakes.
Yeah, so. Don't get me started on the vegans. They're so much better catered for than celiacs. I'm getting angry with vegans because you can get vegan stuff anywhere and you can't get gluten-free stuff.
Any vegans want a right of reply? God. We're here for you,
I feel
you,
like I've
course.
Got to stick up for my 14-month-old child here. Sorry. Yeah.
Is he vegan?
Well, he's got dairy and egg intolerance.
No, that's like... fine because that I feel like he is a kindred spirit like me. Which is he's got an intolerance, whereas the vegans, when they choose it, they choose it.
Yeah, by choice.
It's like, I don't have that choice.
Okay,
all right?
Well, we've just lost a lot of business.
But
luckily,
guys, pizza's not a problem for me because I can't eat it.
Oh!
Although...
You can get gluten-free basis, though.
Yeah, they're pretty rubbish. But there is one near me,
local
business,
yeah.
And they're back in this week, and fried chicken they're doing as well.
We're going to be fine next week.
I've ordered pizza and a double helping of fried chicken. Yeah, you've got to on Facebook, because he's not properly set up yet. I ordered it over a week ago for this coming Saturday.
Okay, we've stormed it this week.
Yeah.
We would double his weight loss this week, at least.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. Let's hear about some of your most supportive diet nominations. Loads of those have come in this week.
Stacey Hunt says, nomination for the most supportive diet partner goes to the doctor's scales.
Go on.
I went for my annual checkup today. I took off my trainers, my glasses and my hoodie because it all adds up. I was pleasantly surprised that the doctor's scales are a whopping £8 different to how I weighed at Weight Watchers last Thursday.
Oh, God!
Either Weight Watchers or WW's are out. I am weighed on a very thin carpet, but it's no shag pile. All the doctors are out, but I'll bloody take it.
Surely the doctors is accurate. Surely it is.
Do they get calibrated though?
I don't. They're weird ones, aren't they? Because they're those big, tall things where they start moving.
Yeah. So surely that's accurate.
Than over digital ones. And then,
if you go to Weight Watchers, surely it's just a regular scale on a carpet as well.
Yeah, but that's the thing, it's thin on a carpet. Instead of carpet.
Yeah, not a shag pile.
But £8 difference. Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's ludicrous. I'd ask for your money back.
What, for the doctors?
And Weight Watchers.
Is she on Bupa?
All of it. Claire Brammer says, my most supportive diet partner is Costa.
Woohoo!
Because my treat drop came in this week and it was not for cake.
Oh!
It was 25% off a travel mug.
God!
Oh, fuck's sake.
How do they work these out?
I got £2 off any food.
That's not bad.
What did you get?
I got two for £4 for cakes. So
two cakes.
For £4.
Yeah,
which
I
thought was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I had to have cake because I didn't...
Well, obviously.
You know.
Well, as I've got time to kill after recording and there is a Costa down the road. So
yeah. Good one as well.
So,
Belton.
Yeah. Abigail Sanders says, most supportive diet partner is my 9-month-old who now screams at me every time I eat anything. So I end up having to share my food. Target by the time maternity leave finishes.
Yes, of course.
And this is why I don't eat around Ethan anymore.
You've chosen to.
Oh, I eat when he's asleep now.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sharing my food. it is mine. It is not his.
All
and
right.
That's that.
Slimmer of the week goes... Again.
Oh, yeah, to you, Joe.
To Paul.
What? No.
You lost a pound,
what
didn't you?
Oh, you only lost half.
I lost half, yeah.
What? I lost a pound. Surely that's deserving.
No, not really, because you went out for your birthday and you didn't do your birthday properly.
Yeah,
but I ate fish. Yeah, made good decisions. Surely
it's not your birthday.
Not your birthday.
You didn't even have cake.
It's made me 45. You think I give a shit about birthdays?
It made me feel a bit sorry for you.
I thought you were a bit older than that.
Okay, you can
so
have
offensive.
Slimmer of the week, Paul.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Well done. Is that the second week on the trot?
No, Victoria got it last week, flukily.
Oh, yeah, because I lost two. It probably was a fluke.
It'll be the last week he gets it, so let's let him have it.
Sure.
We'll be back on Monday for Patreon members. Episodes as well on Tuesday and Thursday on this feed, of course, every week. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in a game.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.